This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados Road Safety Association urges greater vigilance following recent road fatalities. Two men robbed at gunpoint in Bank Hall. The People Empowerment Minister criticizes the opposition leader's claims over sponsors of student loans. The DLP St. James North candidate promises more social programs if elected. President Trump says the U.S. will lift Syria sanctions, ending years of Washington policies. Good morning, I'm Carol Topping. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Road Safety Association is urging all road users to be more vigilant, especially at night, following the country's fifth road fatality for the year and the second in less than 3 days. President Roland Lowe is calling on road users to take extra precautions to protect themselves after dark. He stresses that road safety is a shared responsibility and says increased awareness and caution can help save lives.
We want persons who are in a more superior position relative to those road users to take extra caution and look out for other persons using the road. So if you're a motorist, pay special attention and look out for those pedestrians who are on the road. Not to get the fact that pedestrians too have to look out for their own personal safety. But we just want persons to observe the rules of the road, observe the speed limits, and also to take precaution while using the road. We don't want to see a situation where these numbers increase and we end with a high total of road fatalities this year. What I can say is that Barbados Road Safety Association, we've been able to make some partnerships and we are looking to launch some initiatives in the very near future relative to educating persons about best practices on the road and efforts to try to reduce the number of accidents that we see and the tragic fatalities that we see on the road as well.
He outlines several safety measures pedestrians should utilize when using the roads at night.
When using the road as a pedestrian, because you're the more vulnerable in terms of the hierarchy of road users, then you try not to dress in dark colored clothing, especially at night, and in the areas that are not well lit, you try to wear clothing that will be easily visible for motorists who are using the road. In terms of persons, sometimes you know persons walk early in the wee hours in the morning when it's still relatively dark. You want to make sure you wear your reflective clothing if you have it, or dress in bright colored clothing in terms of your exercise outfits.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. A resident of Grisette, St. Michael, is cautioning Barbadians to be extra careful being out at night after he and a friend were robbed at gunpoint in front of the Tamarind Tree Bar in Bank Hall. Peter Jones says they were waiting to go home just before 3 a.m. on Monday when two masked men approached them and took everything in their possession.
On Monday morning around 2:47, me and my friend was robbed of all possessions by Tamarind Tree Bar. And we were there actually getting some Wi-Fi. The shop was closed and we were outside of the shop. And whilst I was actually on my cell phone, I heard these two guys rush in and say, pass everything. And they had guns, ID cards, all cell phones, and all bikes. And we went to the police station and reported. And they're doing investigations into the matter.
Robbery victim, Peter Jones. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, says the responsibility of sponsors to settle outstanding student loans if the borrower has defaulted is nothing new. During yesterday's debate on the Student Revolving Loan Fund bill, opposition leader Ralph Thorne was seeking answers on government's policy regarding sureties to settle debts owed to the state.
What is the government's policy in relation to resolving what began as a moral obligation, but transfigures itself into a financial bond, a bond between the surety and the state and the board? And they remain here, and there's that feeling that they must avoid the fund. How is the government disposing itself in relation to people who have exercised and nobly exercised a moral obligation to those borrowers? The borrower absents himself or herself, and the hapless surety is in Barbados. Is there any forgiveness?
In defense of the legislation, Mr. Humphrey, who was once a beneficiary of the loan, said sponsors are told up front they will be the ones to foot the bill if the student is unable to.
I even heard the opposition leader speak about persons who come forward as sureties. But Madam Deputy Speaker, when you go for a loan, almost any loan. As a surety, you are told, I know because I went through the process. I took a student loan. The sureties are told up front, there's no trickery. And Madam Deputy Speaker, this is not new to this bill, because I took a student loan in 2000. Many of us did. And I had to have sureties too. And the sureties were told that essentially, if me being the primary debtor is unable to pay, that they have responsibility for paying. It is explained to every single person. In fact, it is the essence of a surety.
He also argued that the fund has the ability to adjust interest rates and tailor loan products that would better serve the needs of students in changing economic conditions.
The second point is that it provides the student revolving loan fund with the flexibility to set its own interest rates and its loan products. Madam Deputy Speaker, any person who's in the business, the Honourable Member for St. Peter, who's an accountant, anybody who's in the business, Madam Deputy Speaker, knows very well that if you are managing an asset like this, you want to have that level of flexibility. But the market isn't always the same, Madam Deputy Speaker. And so this bill allows us to do that. It widens the customer base by allowing it to lend to parents and guardians of students, as well as providing loans for educational expenses such as laptops, associated equipment, and so on, Madam Deputy Speaker. So the bill makes a lot of sense.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. The Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. James North, Felicia Dujon, is promising a host of social programs to help members of the constituency if she is elected to Parliament. She was speaking at the opening of the party's second campaign office in Rockdundo yesterday.
Brothers and sisters of this constituency, I have already shared my manifesto with you. You should be receiving it as of today. You should have your manifesto that I have dealt with, not only in terms of agriculture and the kind of intervention that we're looking forward to, in terms of education, having after-school programs for our young persons, in terms of youth development, we're ensuring that we have the facilities and the spaces for our young persons, men and women can come in and do the type of training that is needed and skills that is needed to empower them.
She also called for the return of the child allowance.
We also want to look at in terms, I met a family today, and many families are struggling. And I know many of you may have remembered that there was a time when families received child allowance when they're filing the taxes. The government took that away from us. They took it away from families. And this is a government that tells us that it cares. But today, I'm putting this government on notice. We want it back. Yeah. We want it back.
DLP candidate for St. James North, Felicia Dujon. And the Ministry of Education has informed that all schools are open today despite the inclement weather. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw has informed Starcom Network News this morning that the situation will be monitored as of now. But as of now, schools are open. And finally, United States President Donald Trump has announced that he will lift all sanctions on Syria, declaring that it was time for the country to move forward, giving a nation devastated by years of civil war a crucial opening in reviving its shattered economy. Speaking at an investment forum in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh during his Middle East tour on Tuesday, Trump said the punitive measures had achieved their purpose and were no longer needed. The announcement marks a dramatic shift in Washington's years-long policy towards Syria, where sanctions targeted ousted President Bashar al-Assad's government during years of war and the country at large over its crackdown on dissident and dissent, that is, and human rights abuses during the nearly 14-year period. Recapping the headlines. The Barbados Road Safety Association urges greater vigilance following recent road fatalities. Two men robbed at gunpoint in Bank Hall. People Empowerment Minister criticizes the opposition leader's claims over sponsors of student loans. The DLP St. James North candidate promises more social programs if elected. And President Trump says the U.S. will lift serious sanctions, ending years of Washington policies. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.